When we go about conserving a historic painting or artifact, we always want to respect the integrity of the artist's intentions in building or painting or creating. And in looking at the Station 12 painting, we discovered that there were about 9 different pieces of linen stitched together, and that the backing that was providing the support to the canvas actually had boar beetle infestation. We replaced the backing with a fiberglass backing so we won't have any more bugs, and we removed the grime and the varnish that had been applied over time to reveal the original colors. Part of conservation isn't just restoring, but actually cleaning and repairing and finding out what remains. What we found in the 1800 painting was that in its removal on December 7, 2013, that it actually had been folded at the top and at the bottom and kind of placed into a frame that was too small for it. We put it in a lab and introduced humidity so that it would relax and the canvas would be able to be cleaned. And when we went to go back to return it to its original location, the Sarah Chapel, we found out it was too big for the framing. So that also brought about considerations. How are we going to address the framing that surrounded this 200-year-old painting? We decided to let the crossbar on the bottom of the frame down, lower it, and to insert vertical bars on either side by taking molds of the other vertical bars and inserting them and gilding them, painting them gold, in other words, and then to go ahead and reinstall the 200-year-old painting so that we could show the original signature of the original artist and also reveal the scroll that lies above Christ's head. We learned a lot in Station 12. We learned that treasures in the mission are still to be discovered. We learned that leaving messages for the past are important in our documentation. And we also learned that a whole generation of Catholics and visitors had been praying to a 40-year-old painting, thinking that that one that was on top of the 200-year-old painting was the historically significant one. We were faced with the choice of what to do with the 40-year-old painting, and also faced with the choice of how far to take back the conservation of the 200-year-old painting in making it look clean and appropriate for this incredible chapel. All in all, the painting came about with a great success. We were able to balance the considerations of science with the considerations of spirituality and religion and bring back this 200-year-old painting in a saint's house, which the public richly deserves the opportunity to see.